following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
It's a whole new Februenni at Subway, our biggest footlong event of the year, and you can get any footlong for a song. Many regular footlongs are $5 footlongs, and we've got amazing $6 footlong specials too. Enjoy favorites like the turkey breast as $5 footlongs, and hearty subs like the steak and cheese as $6 footlong specials.
At Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax were applicable. Exclude Supreme subs. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone, from the CenturyLink Center here in Omaha. It is time for the Doug and Daddy Show, a Thursday edition, as we are live at the 2013 State High School Wrestling Championships. It's a typical February day. It's not warm, but it's not cold. It's a little cool here at the CenturyLink Center because we're not packed in there like the old Devaney. But Doug Duda along with Larry Baker for today's program. And we'll talk about what's going on in the world of sports, and we'd love to hear from you. Email the program to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also give us a buzz, 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. You can tweet us as well. And we've got all those ways to contact us as we contact you via the radio here on 1460 and 1550. The A&D portion of the state tournament is underway. They're into that 160 to 170 pound weight brackets right now. And we'll give you an update here in just a moment. But Larry, it's underway and fans filtering in. But now we don't even hardly bring up that it's in Omaha anymore. We're used to the CenturyLink Center, the old Quest. Hosting the state tournament now for a number of years.
Yeah, and I think you're in a situation where, you say we don't, the difference between Lincoln and Omaha, I think it's here. I think it's here to stay. I just got told the other day, actually, we were talking about it. The big talk's been, will this thing move back
to Lincoln?
I got told the other day that actually the floor's not big enough to run 10. Matt's wood is big enough to run 8, but I think after – the way this has gone, where you run the first round of the quarters on 10 mats, I don't think we'll ever go back to 8. So the chances maybe of it moving back, unless it was bad information, I guess, that I got about that. But in a conversation, it won't hold 10. And in that situation, I wouldn't ever see it going back.
Well, yeah, I mean, that definitely makes sense. Those are the little things, I guess, you look for. And it has found its home. You just look around here, it holds so many more people, and it's sparsely attended. You look here, and it's Thursday morning, and if you draw that Thursday morning, especially in Class A, yes, Kearney follows well, and I have heard Hastings cheers today as well. I'll admit, I chuckled a little bit because I'm not used to hearing Hastings cheers. We talked with Coach Laux yesterday. This is the most kids they've brought down here in quite some time.
See, and I'll say this, and I know, of course, being a Grand Island guy, and Coach Laux is 3 years ahead of me, something like that. But I remember him in high school back in those days. And I will say, you know, Hastings has had such an incredible, proud tradition when Howard Schilly was the coach and did such a great job for all those years. And then it fell on hard times, you know. And I think Coach Laux has done an incredible job. He's given that program a big shot in the arm, a big boost. And, of course, it helps when your kid's the best kid at 106. But the thing is, I'm really excited for what they've done because that program is coming back, and they do have some things to cheer about.
And it is funny. You talk and you look at almost any program. If the coach has a son or a daughter, they usually have molded them and brought them along through their youth, bring their friends along, bring their classmates along. I mean, look at the Baronics at Ravenna. Look at all the families at Amherst. You just find that family name, and you turn things around. Usually when the coach – I mean, it's not always that way, but when you get a younger coach that has their kids that haven't graduated high school yet, you bring them through, and you're usually going to get a good crop, and then you have to be able to feed off of that, and there's no doubt that Hastings Wrestling is benefiting because of that.
You're exactly right, Doug. When you look at a lot of your state champion-type teams – especially if it's a school that hasn't traditionally won state titles, things like that, or been in the hunt, you most generally will see coach's son in there. What happens in that situation is, of course, you're going to take your son all over and do all kinds of wrestling, things like that. But the smart ones grab the class below him and the class above him, and they take those kids too. Pender right now. Denny Oliver's a great coach. Benny Oliver is the state champion last year. That's exactly what he did. When you look at the class above and the class below, they've taken and putting those kids together, and they take them all over the place. Most generally, those programs, you're exactly right, Doug. They've had a kid on the team, their own kid, and they grab those other kids and make a run at it.
Folks, if you want to continue to follow the state wrestling tournament, go to trackwrestling.com. There's many ways to even watch the individual mats this year. They have really expanded what you can do at wrestling and the coverage from the state perspective and the district perspective. And we talked with Ross Halpert about that over the weekend on our wrestling rally. It has really expanded. But it's not all wrestling, so we're not going to be talking all wrestling on the show today. But a lot of it is because, as we have talked about on the show this week, the decision by the IOC to drop wrestling in there has been a tremendous backlash. But again, the backlash coming from the folks that want wrestling. Will there be more people that want wrestling that don't want wrestling? I mean, Russia and Iran and Kazakhstan and their Olympic committees have already talked to Jacques Rogue, says he will meet with the head of the federation. And I think he's saying the right thing. Well, I don't even know if he's saying the right things. He's doing the right things. He's meeting with these people. But overall, I am not sure that he's just going to say, well, you're going to have to do what everybody else does.
You know, the one thing I'm going to say with regard to the Olympic issue, and maybe I may sit here in a couple of years and really eat these words, but I really don't believe in the end that they'll get it dropped. It's not a sport like golf, baseball, softball. I mean, we can talk about a bunch of these sports that have become Olympic sports. Wrestling legitimately, and of course I'm a wrestling guy, so I'm going to say this, but wrestling legitimately is one of the originals. I think you'll really struggle completely getting rid of it with regard to the Olympics, because wrestling is one of those unique sports as well that is so incredibly competitive worldwide. You get so many, you know, the number of countries that's involved is amazing. When you go back and look at how this actually happened, shame on wrestling, actually, to be quite honest with you, the wrestling community at that upper echelon for kind of sitting back on their laurels a little bit. They didn't even send a representative to argue. I mean, they knew that it was on the block. They didn't send a representative to argue in any way. And, of course, so there's nobody there advocating. It comes out, probably going to do it, nothing final. The minute that happens, I mean, you have – where wrestling, in a sense, is a little bit uniquely positioned. The most powerful countries in the world are the most powerful countries in wrestling, and they do carry a great deal of weight, and I don't think it will necessarily happen. I obviously don't want to see it happen, but I will say this, and a lot of people, of course, and it's the talk with the coaches in the wrestling community here, the sky won't fall if wrestling is taken out of the Olympics. I obviously don't want to see that happen, but it will be, in some ways, good for our sport at the high school and collegiate level, because now becoming a state champion, becoming a Division I national champion, that's the pinnacle. guys will still reach for the pinnacle. There, it is such an actual few from a competitor standpoint that this actually affects. Yeah. And, you know, dyed-in-the-wool wrestling guy, I don't want to see it go away. But what I'm saying is, like, it's not, oh, what's going to happen? So, I mean, there are some people that come out and say this is going to kill our sport and hurt our sport. Not in a million years. None of these guys down here that are wrestling right now, they're living dreams, Doug. None of these guys are Olympic athletes.
Yeah, not yet, and probably not going to be. But that's an area. My interesting point, and the thing I'm just wondering, what's it hurt? Why are they dropping it? I mean, is it that cost? Is it kill them cost-wise? I've never heard anything of the explanation why. All I keep seeing is, well, we want to drop one sport so that we can add another sport. What's it hurting? These venues are sold out. Everything that leads up to it seems to be very popular, and you could point that out, I'm sure, in a lot of different sports. What's it hurting? Who cares if you got 25 sports or 28 sports?
Yeah, there's no Title IX in the Olympics.
Go ahead and add your Wushu or your
yes.
Whatever it is you want to. Go ahead and add that. Well, why do we have to drop something else? I mean, you want to modernize things. You don't have to keep it at the same number of sports. I mean, obviously, colleges aren't doing that. They're adding or switch.
Title IX drives colleges. If they want to add or do whatever, they're kind of beholden to Title IX with regard to that. I actually think it's FILA. FILA dropped the ball with regard to wrestling in several ways. They've not done a good job with our sport. We've got a situation now where at the world level, at one time we were at about 12 weights, then they cut it to 10, and now we have 7 weights. FILA is who's really blown this with regard to wrestling.
Yeah, they're really putting the clamps on it. So we'll see this continuing story, and by this summer we'll know, because that's amazingly, this is 2013, and so 7 years from now we have to make the decision which sport is going to be in the Olympics.
I don't want this to come at the expense of wrestling. I make this very clear. But as a guy that follows our world team very, very closely, if this happens, and actually the scenario I hope is that it's like people really believe it's going to and then it doesn't, I want to see the world team trials, the race to make the team in 16 and 20, baby. We'll have never seen anything like it, Doug, in America for our guys. And it will be worldwide, but for what we watch, oh, man, each one of those spots, how coveted is that?
We have the last chance.
Yes, and one of the things that we've struggled at in America is getting these guys to go more than one cycle. Our best wrestlers, not like it was in the 80s and 90s where these guys would go 2 and 3 cycles. Everybody's sitting on pins and needles right now, terrified that our Nebraska gold medalist isn't going to come back. He says he is, but all of these guys the year after say they are, and then they don't. I guarantee you he'll be wrestling with this threat now.
Yeah, and by 2 and 3 cycles, he's talking number of Olympics that these guys will stay trained for and stay competitive in. Doug and Daddy Show, we've got a couple of other things that are going on. There's a couple of really weird stories out there this morning on a national and a worldwide scene. Saw it last night. You've got a hockey player who gets his Achilles cut because of a skate in hockey. The player didn't mean to do it, but he did step right on it. And then you've got a man that everybody knows in Oscar Pistorius, the Blade Runner from South Africa, allegedly murdering his girlfriend in South Africa and has been arrested. And I mean, just the things that I've read so far this morning, this apparently is a no-doubter that he did it. And what a worldwide icon he had become. And now just the latest icon to fall from grace in a totally different way, though. He's not Lance Armstrong. He's not filling the blank here of all these guys lately, but wow.
It is, when we were talking about it this morning, it is just so amazing. First of all, if you just take just the aspect of what could drive a human being to do something like that to another human being, but then you take, this guy had really made it. I mean, what a story. He was so inspirational in so many ways, and it's shocking. And the actual most shocking part is this has kind of happened. Some of these guys at the very top, these people committing such crazy, crazy crimes, and they're, you said it, a fall from grace. I mean, talk about landing with a thud. I mean, it's unthinkable that's where we sit.
So those are some of the stories that obviously will be talked about on ESPN Radio this morning and after our show today. Also, just to throw out another topic there, because John from Kearney says, So the NCAA is going to make a call to have a player suspended due to a hit that the official has to make a judgment call on. Now, yesterday, the NCAA Rules Committee says you can now be ejected for a hit above the shoulders and head area. These launching, they're still up to them what they decide, but a player can be thrown out, and I guess immediately I'm taken back to the Big Ten game where they flagged Nebraska. Was it Kenny Bell that lit that guy up on Jamal Turner's touchdown? That could now be grounds for ejection from the football game. And John emails us. He goes, well, just from prior calls, they are way too inconsistent, like the celebration rule. One team can do anything, and the other one just celebrates with their teammates and gets flagged. Heck, the NCAA can't even be consistent with their penalties that they hand down to schools for cheating, like Miami, USC, and whatever Oregon gets. Just saying, this is way too inconsistent, the NCAA. Thanks, John, for the email. Yeah, it's fine until a game is decided by an official.
Here's my thing with this. I get it, like, and football's going to have to do some things. In the environment in which we live today, football as a sport's going to have to do some things to preserve itself. Whether I agree with them or not, as far as how they're doing it, is really kind of set aside. They do have to do some things. Okay, so it's going to take us a little bit of time to re-recognize our game, in a sense. My issue here with this, like, ejection rule, make it reviewable. That's what I'd like to see them do in the NFL as well. If you're going to throw that, and these changes have to be made to our game for its preservation, okay, I'll throw in with you, but make that reviewable. You can't have that be full speed, split-second decision, I'm going to throw him out for it. Make it reviewable. How many times, Doug, do we see it, especially the NFL game, where we see these massive knockout shots, well, that's helmet to helmet, and then you replay it? And it wasn't.
And it was barely anything.
That's right.
The contact didn't look as much as bad as it did on some of the. You're saying do it like they do in basketball with the flagrant one and the
yes.
flagrant two and the throwing of the elbows. Is it intentional when they clock him in the chin? Is it intentional? Will it be a technical? Will it be an ejection? And they review that. There's a lot of reviewing going on anymore. Everybody wanted instant replay, and now we're getting into that point where we're getting
playing
close
the game
to
twice.
Too much. Yeah, we're getting too close to. Yeah, watch,
yeah.
Just calling everything on the monitor. So your thoughts, folks. We've touched on a few things here in the early going. We'll give you some wrestling results here in just a little bit, so stay with us. It's the Doug and Daddy Show live from the CenturyLink Center. Doug Duda, Larry Baker in Omaha on this Thursday, and we hope that you can stay with us for the remainder of not only the show today, but throughout the next 3 days as we bring you live wrestling coverage. Don't forget to vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday's poll question is, which team race will be the most exciting down here at State? 60% voted for Class C, Class A and D tied for second at 26%, and Class B finished behind that. And now, Jeffrey, just to make sure that we don't talk all wrestling today, here's his poll question just for you, Larry. Who should be the number one men's basketball team in the country, Indiana, Duke, or Miami? They are 1-2-3, and Duke made a comeback last night against North Carolina, while Indiana pulled away to thump Nebraska in the second half last night. And Miami is getting a lot of play from folks around the country. So they didn't start in the top 25. You have a favorite?
Actually, I'd put Miami there right now. Legitimately, when you look at it, the reason that people haven't, in a sense, and I know they've got a bad loss somewhere. I think Miami does, but everybody's kind of had their crack up there. If I was a Division I coach right now, I just pray that they didn't put me number one. If I was one of those schools. I mean, the way this thing is gone, it's like a hot potato.
Yeah, 5 weeks in a row, and we'll see how it all plays down. Again, that's what it is with the polls. You establish yourself, and then you can lose two or three times and still be up there. Miami, they didn't start the year ranked. Everybody seems to believe they're playing the best basketball. Well, if they're playing the best basketball, then they must be the best team in the country right now, this week, number one. That doesn't mean that they have to lose this week to fall from number one. But Indiana took a tough one on the chin against Illinois. I'll vote for Indiana just to be different.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I tell you what, I love the Miami story right now simply in its – and usually we get one. But it's some guys that have stuck around. Maybe they weren't good enough, obviously, to go, but they've stuck around. They've built the team, and they're on a heck of a run. The two teams I see that I just absolutely wouldn't want to play are Gonzaga and Michigan State. And especially in the tournament, Michigan State, geez, this guy. I mean, Izzo can just get it done.
He is the man, and what? Well, we're here. We're here in the CenturyLink Center. where they may never put a basketball floor down again. What in the world is wrong with Creighton? They lose again last night and don't look good doing it.
No, and I watched that. We were here in Omaha, and I watched that game. And you said it at the beginning of this year. I mean, it looked like they had real momentum to do some massive damage. They're going to have to win the tournament to get in.
Yeah, they're not looking good right now, and it's unfortunate because you like to have a little feel-good story here in Nebraska, and again, they're one of those mid-majors that could have made some noise. This team was ranked as high as number 10 in the country in the coaches' poll, and now they are out of the rankings, and they are spiraling downward at the wrong time of the year, and we'll see if Creighton can right the ship and get into the tournament. But we see this with a variety of different schools, red hot, and then you just barely get in, and it doesn't work out in the tournament. That would be too bad for Creighton. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. More coming up right after this on ESPN Radio.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
Hey, Greeny, let's talk pillow top beds.
All right, suddenly I'm very uncomfortable with this conversation.
Well, get comfortable, because I'm talking the kind of comfy pillow top bed you can find at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Go on.
I'm talking 8 hours of shut-eye and a cloud of bliss.
Cloud of bliss? Cloud of bliss? What kind of catchphrase is that? You got to rebound from that.
You want to talk rebounds? La Quinta pillow top bed. That's how I rebound.
Oh, I'm with you.
Well, I hope not, Greeny. I prefer to bunk alone.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Book your next stay at LQ.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is online all the time with not only our local live Doug and Daddy show and local games, but now the national ESPN shows like Mike and Mike, The Herd, and more. Just click on the Listen Live link at ESPNSuperstation.com. Take us along on your mobile phone as well. Just download the TuneIn Radio app and make us a favorite. Oh, yeah. We're on your radio, too. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area through the afternoon hours today, as we'll see breaks of sun followed by some developing cloudiness and a slight chance for a rain or snow shower developing in the afternoon with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
Is ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Gooden and Larry Baker. Oh, you got fans already. Eric says, I think Larry should be your new co-host. Wow. But you got a real job too, right?
That's right.
That's a problem. All of our great co-hosts that have been rotating through here, they all have real jobs. What's it going to take to pull you off that other job? I mean, that's just kind of a couple hours a day anyway.
That's right. Talk to my boss.
No big deal. No big deal. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here from Omaha. Let's take a look at some of the results here at the state wrestling tournament, and then we'll get into more of the world of sports here. Larry continues to watch the matches, and I'll tell you what's happened so far. A&D going now. BNC begin this afternoon at 4:30. Obviously, the stories right now are whether Grand Island and Amherst can bring home another state championship. Amherst going for four in a row, Grand Island going for five, and a couple of kids out. We knew that Berrigan, was going to be out, but Billy Thompson also, who most likely would have meddled and been right in there, probably make a semifinal and see what happens from there, but he has to medical forfeit out. Eric Holston is out for Hastings, just a few of those kids, and again, most of these are because of injury.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Billy Thompson, tough, tough kid. He, and I don't know what the injury is. I got told about it last night that he wouldn't be wrestling. I know the young man. I know his dad really well. His dad was a year ahead of us, year ahead of me at Grand Island. And I'm telling you, tough, tough kid. It's got to be an injury that's pretty serious to have kept him off the mat. That's going to close the distance quite a bit. I really thought coming into this thing, Burke's got a very legitimate shot to beat them. It's just a lot of points to have to lose. to be able to do that. And the last couple years, not necessarily due to injury, but for some other reasons, Grand Island had lost some kids and lost a bunch of state tournament points, but they had big guns and they were able to fire them here and make up for that. This team, though it's built rugged and tough, this team's not going to be able to weather losing those state tournament points like they did the last 2 years this year.
Well, we've got some very good matches out there. Let's update you on the first round here in A&D. If you win this, you'll come right back and wrestle again in the quarterfinal round. If you are defeated, then you will have to come back tomorrow in the wrestle back. So we'll start in Class A at 106 pounds. Nolan Laux of Hastings goes to 40-0 with an 18-6 win. Gabe Crocker of Kearney was defeated by a score of 7-0. And Blake Cohn of Grand Island lost by a pin in 1 minute. And I think that was kind of maybe a toss-up match there. In 113 pounds, Isaac Stansberry of Kearney, he picks up another win to go to 36-1. He wins by a pin in 1:10. John Model of Grand Island, a winner by pin in 1:48. And Brandon Kyle had our probably first upset of the day. He was fourth in districts. Even though he's 35-8 coming in, he gets a 4-0 win over Navarette of North Platte, who was a district champion. So big win there for Brandon Kyle of Hastings. At 120 pounds, it was Dante Rodriguez of Grand Island winning by a pin in 2:53. He'll try to repeat as a state champion. At 126 pounds, Hunter Bamford of Kearney goes to 38-1 with a pin in 1:22. As we told you, Holston had to forfeit out, and Matt Bolin, a winner by pin in 2:34. Bamford, Bolin, Wilcox, and it seems like it's going to come down to those three, and Wilcox and Bamford are in the same semifinal bracket. Wilcox and handing Bamford his only loss of the year.
And that, yeah, and every single year, it's the oldest conversation in the world, but that's just the worst thing. Those are so by far and away the two best kids, and they're going to have to wrestle tomorrow night instead of Saturday afternoon.
But Bolin has beaten Wilcoxon, right, both times?
Yeah.
Then that's why Wilcoxon has two losses. So Bamford has beaten Bolin. Bolin has beaten Wilcoxon. Wilcoxon has beaten Bamford. You don't really ever see that much.
No. Especially, actually, with the caliber of wrestlers those guys are.
Let's move on to 132 pounds. All three Tri-City wrestlers were winners. Trey Trujillo in a pin at 129. Austin Marshall of Kearney in a pin at 114. And Nate Morrow of Hastings in a pin at 232. At 138 pounds, it was Andrew Rojas of Grand Island, a winner 16-1. Mason Merritt of Kearney lost by a pin in 310. And Wee Trong of Hastings lost by a 5-0 decision. At 145 pounds, it was Derek Berman of Kearney winning 6-1. And then Rigo Berrigan, as we said, had to forfeit out. He got injured in the districts last week from Grand Island. And Caleb Wynn of Hastings lost by a pin. At 152 pounds, Kaylin Mazankowski of Kearney was a winner 14-4. And then Billy Thompson of Grand Island injured, could not wrestle here at state. At 160 pounds, it was James Chamberlain of Kearney losing 10-2. Brad Anderson of Hastings lost, and I believe the final score there was 5-2. Switching over to Class D, ton of wrestlers, obviously, always from the area in Class D. At 106 pounds, your winners, Wyatt Lane of Loop City Arcadia, Kevin Linneman of Alma, although he had to rally to win in sudden victory, 10-6, and Dawson Trampy of Amherst. The gentlemen that were defeated at 106, Jeffrey West of Elm Creek, Ignacio Rivera of Sutton, Ray Ramirez of Elwood, and also Tanner Schnurley of Franklin will be in the wrestlebacks. At 113, that was a perfect 5-0 weight class from the area. Brian Weeches of Amherst wins by a pin, as does William Bloom of Elm Creek, Tommy Roth of Loop City Arcadia, Shea Shannon of Franklin, and Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham, all winners by pin. And we're really looking forward to a possible Weeches-Worth rematch again in the state championship, although the Roth-Bloom winner will have something to say, and Levi Bowman is going to try and do something with Weeges in the quarterfinal round. At 120 pounds, Colton Burke, the freshman, gets his first state win, 10-4, and then it was Mac James of Franklin pinning Bo Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield in 1:42. Aaron Heffley of Eustace Farnham, he was knocked off by a score of 10-8 to Dickinson, a friend. You probably have to put that down as an upset right there. at 126. It was Adam Carlson of Sutton pinning Jake Neal of Pleasanton at a minute 14, and Brant Florell of Amherst pinned Brandon Treffer of Ravenna in a minute and 28 seconds. At 132 pounds, Colton Lammers of Pleasanton was a winner, 11-8, and that might have been a little bit of an upset. His record not near as good as the Stapleton McPherson County wrestler. Also winning, Brandon Cusick of Ravenna, 11-4, and he'll get Logan Dibbern of Amherst in the quarters. Dibbern wins by tech fall. John Dobish of Axtell was defeated by a score of 5-2. Updating some other wrestling results here. At 138, Devin Dibbern of Amherst, a winner by tech fall, but four other gentlemen from the area were defeated. Hayden Geis of Elm Creek, Casey DePhillips of Overton, Eric Linneman of Alma, and Vince Vollmer of Ravenna all lost by pin. At 145 pounds, Dylan Schnurley of Franklin, a 9-2 winner, and Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst was a winner by a score of 12-0. And at 152 pounds, Eric Rasmussen of Amherst lost by a pin in 333. Calvin Frericks of SEM was a winner by a score of 6-4. Larry, anything else you got to add to that recently here?
Nope, you've got most of them.
All right, buddy, that is what we've got going on here on the Doug and Daddy Show, updating you with more from the state wrestling tournament. We'll turn our attention to a few of the other sports with the weekend coming up. UNK Wrestling moves up in the rankings. They wrestle tonight at Fort Hays State. So stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi internet to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Wendy's presents The Copycat.
Hey there.
Hey there.
So glad it's lunchtime.
So glad it's lunchtime.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
So I went to Wendy's for their right price, right size menu.
So I went to, well, somewhere else.
Got a junior bacon cheeseburger, a side of chili, and a Frosty.
Got a, well, cheeseburger.
Value menus are not the same. Wendy's new right price, right size lineup has big tastes, starting at just 99 cents.
Now that's better.
Prices and participation may vary.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area through the afternoon hours today, as we'll see breaks of sun followed by some developing cloudiness and a slight chance for a rain or snow shower developing in the afternoon with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 39.
All right, Doug and Daddy Show back here in Omaha. Doug Hoon along with Larry Baker. Chris Rasmussen of Amherst, who just picked up the win. News of Sutton has defeated Jensen of Wilcox Hildreth 3-2. Nielsen of Eustace Farnham lost by a pin at 3:04. Giselle of Axtell and Shockey of Amherst both were defeated. Schlender of Kearney, a winner in 4:39. And Chase Reese of Grand Island, a winner by Tech Fall. So there's a few more updates here from the state high school wrestling tournament. And as you look at the results right now, they have mixed the team scores together. So Omaha Burke leads Amherst 32-30, right?
That's right. But you know, when you look at that, Burke is leading Grand Island 32-23.
So Grand Island will have some work to do here. And again, you shouldn't necessarily sweat after the first round because the big points are still to come from your big hitters. But you also like to have the lead. Amherst leading Pender 30-26.5 with Plainview at 24 right now at this point of the state tournament. Again, classes B and C get going a little bit later today at 4:30. UNK wrestling team moves up to number 7 in this week's Division II coaches poll. It's the last poll for the season after regionals. That's coming in 2 weeks. St. Cloud State, number 1. Notre Dame College of Ohio, number 2, who Coach Mark Bauer told us earlier this year before the national duels, he was really high on them. Raytheon Stotts is back to number 1 at 149 pounds. Also, Chase Nelson, 4th at 165. Patrick Martinez, 5th at 174. Daniel DeShazer, 4th at 133. Chase White, 3rd at 133 pounds. Fort Hays State is ranked 20th. In the country in this week's Division II poll. And Larry, what about those Lopers heading towards a national tournament?
It's kind of interesting. You know, it looked at the beginning of the year like they were going to be really good, and then they kind of went through an interesting lull, if you will, and now really kind of true to what Coach Bauer's been able to do, what's really, in my opinion, turning him into just an elite coach at the Division II level is he gets his guys to peak and start wrestling at their best towards the end of the year, and it kind of looks like maybe that's what's happening right now.
Also, baseball and softball are going to be heavy on the Big Ten Network this year, and Nebraska will be featured in quite a bit of that. So if you like to watch Husker baseball and softball, you'll be able to check that out on the Big Ten Network as they have announced their schedules today, and really kind of too many to talk about. But Husker baseball begins tomorrow out in the warmer confines of California. UNK home games this weekend, and again, always check lopers.com because they will swing those back and forth because of the weather. Damon Day telling me it may be a doubleheader Saturday, it might be a doubleheader Sunday. They only play 3 games now. It's not a doubleheader both days, but they'll try and pick the nicer day to play the baseball. And the UNK softball team has 8 games down in Arkansas. They're going to be real busy over the weekend.
Yeah, you got to go there to get those kind of games in this early. I'm really excited for when you talk about, say, Nebraska baseball in the sense that I really believe, and maybe I'm a little bit Husker homer when I say this, but I really believe Coach Erstead, given enough time, I think he brings an element to this program that it hasn't had. And I know the Nebraska baseball program had just gone through in recent times here a pretty good run, but I believe Coach Erstead brings a flavor to this thing and a competitiveness, a stick-to-itiveness. I mean, he's a tough guy in how he does things, and I really think that he's got, for a cold weather school, I mean, this is baseball Siberia, you know, I think that he can bring that back.
Well, I think a lot of people like what's going on with Coach Erstad, so hopefully things can continue there and things will go well with the Nebraska baseball team. A couple of other things to talk about here that's on our list. Hastings College last night. The women played well but lost to 4th-ranked Concordia. Laurels Wiener just really doing great things out of Pleasanton. 28 points last night in the loss. It's a career high, and she's really turned it on here over the last month. So good for her and Hastings College women. Not where they want to be. They're not a national tournament team, but in that GPAC conference, the toughest conference in the country. And the Hastings men do pick up the win last night. Their last regular season games on the road Saturday, and of course you can hear those on 1230 KHAS. The Lopers are home against Fort Hays State on Saturday for basketball as well. And for Nebraska, it's Hall of Fame weekend. Teron Liu goes into the Nebraska Hall of Fame Saturday night against Michigan State. How about this last night? What was Bo Pelini doing at the Duke North Carolina game? Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, flashing him on the tube last night.
Well, good. Maybe they'll hire him to coach foot. No, I'm kidding. I'm just teasing. I'm teasing. Well, must be traveling and carried on. You know, you talk about the Hastings basketball, and we, you know, talked about UNK wrestling there a little bit. And, you know, we have got a really good run of Nebraska athletes right now competing for our state or at the college level and doing really well. And some are out of state. You know, Andy Pocorny from Bennington, of course, is rated number one in the nation for St. Cloud State. And, you know, he's a Bennington, Nebraska product, three-time state champ. But we look, you know, we talk about Chase White, and we've got a bunch of representation at the basketball level, and that's really good to see. It shows that the health of our high school sports in Nebraska are in really good shape.
Again, it looks like a broken hand for Billy Thompson. Is that what the story was?
When I got told about it last night, I got a phone call, and they just told me that he was hurt.
Well, it looks like that has been confirmed down on the floor there, so... too bad. So far, 9-2 for the Amherst wrestlers here in the first round at the state high school wrestling tournament.
They didn't drop any that they thought they'd win. Where they got beat, they were in tough spots. You know, both the heavyweight and at 152 pounds with Eric Rasmussen. But the big ones are coming right now, and Amherst has got some really big matches coming here. You know, if they can sneak the easiest way now to medal at 106 pounds with Dawson Trampy is win this match. And he's got an awful tough kid. But, you know, they're going to get matched up at 26. They're going to be matched up with the Plainview kid. Super, super tough. I mean, they're just some tough matches all the way through here, and they should be here in the state quarters. But this from this round forward is where the team race is really going to start to separate.
888-455-ESPN, or you can email the Doug and Daddy program, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. As we roll on here from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, again, classes B and C will get underway later today at 4:30 and take you on to the evening. Don't forget tomorrow, one of our highlights of the year, bringing you live coverage of the semifinal matches and the wrestling consolation third round. We will have that beginning at 5:00, but that's the meat and potatoes of every state tournament, right?
Yeah, no question. I mean, tomorrow night, the four center mats, you're wrestling for that dream to walk in the parade, and the four outside mats, you're fighting for your life so you can leave with a medal on Saturday. It is on the floor. It's absolutely the most electric situation that you'll ever have. I wish they'd fill the place like they used to.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Taking care of business there at the Devaney Center where you couldn't wedge anybody else in. And we'll see. Should be some great wrestling tomorrow, and we'll have that 40 on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug and Daddy's show brought to you by our friends in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth as we are here high atop the CenturyLink Center, and the only people that can get higher than us are the ones that are working on the air conditioning ducts or the ceiling above us, but we are way up top as we always are, and we are pleased that the Midway Auto Dealership has gotten us here. It is Truck Month. Be sure to stop by Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where they have over 200 pre-owned vehicles currently in their inventory, and the brand new 2013 and even a few 2012 urea-free Ram diesels still on the lot, where you can get up to $9,000 from the manufacturer from Midway. They already have the hassle-free, but another $9,000 from the manufacturer knocks it down even more. If you like the Silverado, 50 Chevy Silverados to get out and get onto your property, up to $8,000 off from the manufacturer there as well. See the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can check out their entire inventory and check out the great deals. Check out the trucks at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. We're back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney. K-E-R-N-E-Y.
At Advance Auto Parts, we got hot deals on a cold day and cool deals when it's hot. Currently, it's chilly out. So here's a sizzler from Advance. Peak 50-50 antifreeze. A one-gallon jug is just $9.99. That's a $3 savings. And that'll keep your car running through the cold like a white wolf through a blizzard. Peak 50-50 antifreeze, just $9.99. That's full throttle savings. Only at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information.
Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP.
But if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines.
30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss pills and promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Listen to what this doctor said about Refirm.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Take us on the run, baby. Download the Android app from the Google Play Store and get connected with Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. No more post-sunset or pre-sunrise fade. We're loud and digitally clear. Log into the Google Play Store. Type in ESPN Superstation to find and download to your mobile. Coming soon, ESPN Superstation on your iPhone 2.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area through the afternoon hours today, as we'll see breaks of sun followed by some developing cloudiness and a slight chance for a rain or snow shower developing in the afternoon with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 39.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as we're ready now to get into the quarterfinal round, Larry, at the state wrestling tournament.
Yeah, Wyatt Lane from Arcadia Loop City just became a state medalist. Big, big win. It was a close back-and-forth match, and he really separated in the third period and punched his ticket to wrestle in tomorrow night's semifinal. So that's a big deal for Wyatt Lane from Arcadia Loop City.
And couple of the big matches coming up here. You're going to get a Colton Burke, Jesse Lammers. Third time that they have met. Lammers has been in the finals. He is a multiple medalist, but Burke has had his number, and that'll be a big match in the Amherst point race. It went overtime the first time. It was 3-2 the second time up at Neely Oakdale, so that'll be a big quarterfinal match. Anything else off the top of your head, Larry, as far as the quarterfinals go?
Yeah, you're going to have Forbes is going to or not Forbes, excuse me, Tayum Boyer from Plainview is going to wrestle Brant Florell at 126 pounds in the quarters, and that is a giant match for Amherst, and Boyer's beaten him at the Amherst invite. That is a really, really big match for them there.
Hey, let's go to the Dead Popper inbox here. We've got a long email from Corey, who says, I want to thank Tino Martinez and everyone involved with the Heartland Hoops Classic. This was an awesome day for a couple of buddies and I. I grew up in Ohio and missed this kind of high school basketball. Would love to see more teams from out of state go up against Nebraska teams. If you could put a bug in Tino's ear, I'm sure a very small high school in Ohio named Berlin would be very interested in an invite. Obviously not a national contender, but a very great basketball program and has competed with the biggest schools in Ohio for the last 20 years and would be a great fit for the program, saying it's a very storied program coached by one of the winningest coaches in Ohio and Perry Reese. He was featured in Sports Illustrated. It says this venue and atmosphere is what basketball should be. Actually played the high school where LeBron James went, but are built on small town values. He goes, while I'm on the subject of LeBron, please tell Damon that LeBron will be the best player ever. Of course, Damon Day, not a LeBron James fan at all, and emphasizing will, he says. They are alike in many ways. They come from this coming from a guy that saw LeBron play 30 or more times in high school, actually saw him play against Carmelo Anthony when he was at Oak Hill. Be listening. Can't wait for football season, but, of course, he finishes it with go Buckeyes. Corey, that's okay. That's okay, Corey. Thanks for the kind words, and I know Tino and the gang appreciate that as well. It was a great event this past Saturday at the Heartland Event Center, and guaranteed that there will be a 7th annual Heartland Hoops Classic next year, and we expect to hear any time now from Tino about some of the teams that they are going to be signing up, and hopefully that event can continue to be that great year in and year out. Doug Doodle, Larry Baker with you here at the CenturyLink Center on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel. Lest we forget, there is high school basketball going on tonight, and there will be some great matchups. St. Cecilia Blue Hill will be on 1230 KHAS, and we will also be bringing you Kearney Catholic and Minden on Classic Hits 98.9. Those games are going on tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can also catch them on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Sandy Creek plays Central City tonight. That is at Aurora in C1 action, so check that out. Ainsworth plays O'Neill. Gothenburg plays Ogallala in some other games in Class C1. As far as C2, there's an interesting one tonight with the Wood River playing Ravenna. No one really expected those two teams to be in a sub-district final. Sutton is taking on Freeman tonight in Class C2 action as well. And again, these winners will be back in the district finals next Friday. So you have to win this, and you have to win one more to qualify for the state tournament. And ESPN Radio, your exclusive home for all 6 championship games for the girls and boys state basketball tournaments. In Class D, your matchups tonight, Silver Lake and Kennesaw will be playing at Hastings St. Cecilia High School. Ansley Litchfield will play Twin Loop. That is up at Ord. Overton and Alma will be playing at Holdridge. And Arapahoe will take on Elwood, and that game is at Southern Valley. And in D2, there are a couple of games from the area as well tonight in the sub-districts to tell you about, and that includes Amherst playing Axtell, Atwood River, Giltner playing Hampton. That is at Kennesaw, and Eustace Farnham playing Brady at Gothenburg. So best of luck to all the ladies as they compete in their sub-district finals tonight. Couple of boys' games in the area tonight as well, and then a bunch of them tomorrow, including Adams Central Kearney Catholic right here on ESPN Radio, and that should be a very interesting contest as well. I think we have just about covered it all, and when we are done, check out lunch at Cunningham's. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, whether you're having lunch, whether you want a little happy hour in the afternoon, or whether you just want to enjoy some great sports and live entertainment over the weekend, Cunningham's is the place to be. You get a specialty burger, domestic draft, for only $6.49 lunch every day. Or if you don't want to try that or their daily lunch special, such a great menu, great appetizers, great sides. Try the barbecue, try the bacon-wrapped shrimp, try the Juicy Lucy, Juicy Jack burgers. Oh, try the Journal Bites. It's all so good, and they even put together a really good pizza, whether it's just a mini one for you or for the whole gang. And you can watch all of your favorite sporting events and enjoy live entertainment every weekend. It is the place to be. Cunningham's Journal, your home away from home for sports, live entertainment, and great food. 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Larry, anything else to add today?
Nope. Quarterfinals are pretty well rolling all the way through, so all the big matches get started now. Brian Wiegitz is going to move to the second period in his quarterfinal match, up 8-0. Dawson Trampy is going to move to the second period of his quarterfinal match, down 2-1. Looks good. It's exciting time right now. This round forward, it all really gets going here.
And we will keep you up to date throughout the day here on ESPN, Classic Hits 98.9 and 1230 KHAS. Jeff, let's put a wrap on it. That's it for today's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back tomorrow with more from Omaha, keeping you up to date on what's going on with the state wrestling tournament and in the world of sports as the baseball season begins for the Huskers tomorrow and the home portion of the season for UNK this weekend as well. For Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us. Keep it here for the state wrestling tournament. And tomorrow we'll see you at 11 on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.